ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्याज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोऽभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा मह्यं ददाति स्वावदन्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणं रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सगणं ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नमोम् विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रजारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादिवश्च तद्देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पद्रव्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्य नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी मुखं करोति वाचलं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरौ दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं सक्षादरित्वेन समस्तशास्त्रै रुक्तस्तथा भाव्यत एव सद्भिः किन्तु प्रवर्य प्रिय एव तस्य वन्दे गुरो श्रीचरणारविन्दम् नमोम् विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले हरे कृष्ण सो टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे वेरी वेरी ऑस्पिशियस एक्चुअली Today is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day and Bhavan Dwadashi and Srila Jiva Goswami's appearance day. So all these three auspicious occasions came in one day. Actually, generally, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day comes after Bhavan Dwadashi. So today is very, very auspicious day. And today morning we are continuing from Srimad Bhagavatam and second canto, chapter 2, text number 23. So, please repeat the verse. Yogeshwaranam Gatim Ahur Antar Yogeshwaranam gatir ahur antar
bahish
trilokyah pavanantar atmanam bahish trilokyah pavanantar atmanam कर्मभिस्तम गतिम अप्नुवन्ति न कर्मभिस्तम गतिम अप्नुवन्ति విద్యా
తపో
యోగా
సమాధి
భాజం విద్యా తపో యోగా సమాధి భాజం యోగేశ్వరానం గతిం అహూర్ అంత స్త్రీలక్యా పవనంతర ఆత్మనం న కర్మ విస్తం గతిం అప్నువంతి విద్యా తపో యోగ సమాధి భాజం యోగేశ్వరానం గతిం అహురంతర బహిస్త్రిలోక్యా పవనంతర ఆత్మనం న కర్మ విస్తం గతిం అప్నువంతి విద్యా తపో యోగ సమాధి భజం. Please repeat what word meaning. Yoga Ishwaranam of the great saint and devotees. Gatim, destination. Ahuhu, it is said. Antaha, within. Bahihi, without. Trilokya, of the three planetary system. Pavana antaha, within the air. Atmanam, of the subtle body. Na, never. Karmavihi, by fruitive activities. Tam, that. Gatim, speed. Apnuvanti, achieve. Vidya, devotional service. Tapaha, austerities. Yoga, mystic power. Samadhi, knowledge. Bhajam, of those who entertain. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. The transcendentalists are concerned with the spiritual body. As such, by the strength of their devotional service, austerities, mystic power and transcendental knowledge, their movement are unrestricted within and beyond the material world. The fruitive workers or the gross materialist can never move in such an unrestricted manner. Please repeat translation. The transcendentalists are concerned with the spiritual body. As such, by the strength of their devotional service, austerities, mystic power, and transcendental knowledge, their movements are unrestricted. Within and the beyond material world. The fruitive workers or the gross materialist can never move in such an unrestricted manner. Purport. The materialistic scientists endeavor to reach other planets by mechanical vehicles is only a faulty attempt. One can, however, reach heavenly planet by virtuous activities. But one can never accept to go beyond Swarga or Janaloka by such mechanical or materialistic activities, either gross or subtle. The transcendentalists who have nothing to do with the gross material body can move anywhere within or beyond the material world. Within the material world, they move in the planetary system of the Mahajana, Tapa and Satyaloka, and beyond the material world they can move in the Vaikunthas as unrestricted specimen. Narad Muni is one of the example of such specimen, and Durvasa Muni is one of the such mystics. By the strength of devotional service, austerities, mystic power and transcendental knowledge, one can move like Narad Muni or Durvasa Muni. It is said that Durvasa Muni travelled throughout the entire of material space and part of spiritual space within 1 year only. The speed of the transcendentalist can never be attainted by the gross or subtle materialist. Hare Krishna. So, in this verse, Srila Sukadeva Goswami is describing about the mystic power and power of devotional service. So, in previously few verses also described some about the yoga system and everything. So, it is described that if somebody will perform this, the different kind of austerities, so they can get different kind of siddhis. Around 1 year ago, I was hearing one class. So nowadays we have only one space vehicle. But previously, it is mentioned in the Shastra, it is mentioned in Vedas. There is a Shastra called Viman Shastra. And they mention that 21 type of Viman is there. And that those Viman is drive by in different methods. Like some Viman, they run by mantra. Some Viman by tantra. So the mystic yogi, they can do all of this, uncommon things which is a common person cannot do. Or even in modern science, they cannot think about this mystic power. You know, they will think only whatever they understand. It is very childish because they will not accept because they doesn't understand. It is like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave an example. The story called Nangta Pecho. So, one boy used to be next door. And the one person, he never liked that boy because that boy's parents was very poor. And in village, you know, childhood time, they don't have enough clothes, so he used to move around naked, small boy. So, the rich person, he had a son, but he wasn't that much intelligent. But the Nangta Pecho was extremely intelligent. So, when he went to school and then he got the first grade, and then that when everybody came to him and he said, oh, look, that boy got first grade. And he said, oh, no way, you know, he just lied. So when he went to high school and then he got topmost mark and then people came and they told him, he again denied, no, Why? Because he don't want to. Actually the thing is truth, but he doesn't want to accept. And then the Nankabacho went to university. So his name is Panchanand because it's, you know. So after university he finished his degree and he become, you know, a magistrate. And then he came back as a magistrate. And then when he came back as a magistrate and people told him, oh look, Nankabacho become magistrate. Oh, maybe now. I think he got false certificate and then that he got false post. And then one day he went to court and he saw, and still he doesn't want to accept. Maybe he looks like Nankabacho but not that person. So, the modern scientists are like that, childish. They don't want to accept the truth, even though that is truth. So, in this verse, Srila Prabhupada, he describes so nicely, like, we have this gross body, we cannot, you know, imagine even, you know, go to Swargaloka with this body. But a mystic yogi, they can do whatever they want. A mystic yogi can, you know, fly anywhere. So, Srila Prabhupada gives example, who Durvasa Rishi, isn't it? He traveled through the entire material world and spiritual world within 1 year. When? When he offended to Ambarish Maharaj. So he traveled everywhere. He went to Brahmaloka, Sivaloka and finally Vaikuntha. So a person who has the mystic power, they can do. And people can say this is all imagination, but it's around 19 years ago. I born in Bengal, and that part is full of tantric. It's next to Kamrup Kamakhya. So nowadays it's getting less. So there used to be a program that all the tantric will come, they will show their own power, and then whoever will be the topmost, they will get a prize. You know, bicycle or something. So they will come for that. They will come because the fame. You know, they want to be famous. So I saw one person, it is like, he comes very rarely, he stays in the jungle. And then he was walking on banana leaf. You know, they tie the banana leaf with the rope, with the string, and he was walking on that. So, still there is some, you know, people can show their mystic power. So there is. So Durvasa Rishi, however, he traveled entire the material world within 1 year. And he went to Vaikuntha, which is, you know, beyond the imagination of material scientist or modern logic. But Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned in the previous purport, even though these things are looks very attractive or very powerful, you know, but still, what is that? They have material mind and material conception, which is the cause of bondage in this material world. Even though it is so powerful, you know. Nowadays this is like a common thing. If somebody will show some mystic power, so he become God. And people don't understand. They have material mind and material senses, and they are such a materialistic person. This is not the goal of our life. This has nothing to do with our goal. While you got this body, Jive Swarupai Krishna Nityadas, Mamai Vamsa Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana. We are the part of parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our duty to serve the complete. You know, when fish will be within the water, he will be happy. As soon as he will come out, even though if you put him in 5-star hotel, he will never be happy. So as soon as you will engage in devotional service, we will be satisfied and happy. Rather than, you know, perform all the mystic powers. It will not give happiness. May it will give some satisfaction for a little time. But still, it is material. It is cause of the bondage. Srila Narottam Das Thakur described in Prema Bhakti Chandrika, he said, Karma Kanda Jnana Kanda Sakali Vishara Bhanda Amrita Boliya Jeva Khai Gara Lupa Gare Nana Joni Sada Phire Avashishya Naro Kete Jai. It's a very strong statement. He said, Karma Kanda Jnana Kanda and the yoga process is a Vishara Bhanda, the pot of poison. Why it is pot of poison? Because the result of these things is never, you know, increase your attraction, or it will not develop your bhakti toward to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if something is not developing our bhakti toward to Krishna, what is that? That means that is material. You know. What is Krishna, says in Bhagavad Gita, Yajyatha karma nannatra lokayam karma vandana. If we'll do something for the Lord, that is devotion. If something else rather than that is lokayam karma vandana. That is the cause of bondage. So that's why Narottam Das Thakur said, even though this mystic power and gyan, knowledge, everything is fantastic, but it is pot of poison. And then what is saying? Amrita Boliya Javaka. If somebody is thinking this is nectar, oh, it is very nice. The Gara Lupogare. And then what happened? As soon as somebody drinks the poison, what's happened? The poison reacts, isn't it? And what is the result of poison? Generally in our gross body will die. But in that poison, what happened? Nana Joni Sada Phire. And then you'll get, one after another body, and he'll move within this cycle of birth and death. He'll get various pieces of body, and then he'll stay in this material world. And after that, what happened? And he's not ending there. He's saying, Avashasya Narakita Jaya. He's, the end of their things, they go to hell. Why? I asked this question once to Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj about why these things, like, he gave such a strong statement, like they are going to hell. So he described very nicely how a mystic yogi, they perform their things, even the jnani and yogi. Okay, let's see, first karmi, of course, forget about them. If they are not devoted toward to Lord, they have to suffer for that. If they will do bad karma, so they will go to hell. They will go good karma, they will go to heavenly planet. But those who are even not performing the karma, they are performing the austerity and Ashtanga yoga. But what happened? When they get the mystic power and they use that power for their own sense gratification. Atmendriya pritivansha taribolikam, Krishna Indriya Pritiicha Dhare Premnam. If there is a lust or desire to enjoy their own senses, that's nothing to do with their devotional service. That has reaction. They have to suffer for that. Because of that, they take a lower birth. Because it's the power in the mishand, so they misuse them. And because they misuse, they have to get the reaction. So then the reaction is take them to the lower birth. And he said, what about the jnani? They don't even perform the austerities, or they don't accept the mystic yoga or mystic power. What they want? They want to merge within the Brahma Yoti. So he gave an example how they are so danger. They are danger than yogi. So one small story, one barber shop used to very close from a palace, and the barber was very special. He used to cut only VIP hair, not common man. So commander and chief, minister, PA of king, so they used to come only. So one day commander and chief came, and then that barber was surprised. He said, look at you, are you king or you are a commander and chief? And then he said, look, I mean, our king is very liberal, you know. Whether I do work or not, I get paid. So I have so much things, you know. So what I'll do, I have to enjoy them. And then he said, oh, this is really good. You get lots of money. I said, yes, you know. He never look, you know, he just give, you know. And then he cut his hair, and then that person left. And next day, another person came. He was minister of the king. And then he saw he is more opulent than the previous one, commander and chief. And then he said, oh, what? You looks like more, you know, your opulence is more than king, it looks like. And then he said, look, our king is very liberal. So first I took my maintenance by according to our contract. And then again I took some gift all the time. I accept some gift. Give this, give that. So that's, I have plenty of them. So I have to use them. And then third person came, very next day. And then he was PA of the king. And he looks like his dhoti was up to, you know, here. And he has no ornaments, no servant, nothing. And his hair is never put oil and never comb it. It's like, you know, horrible. It looks like he was, you know, run away from the paddy field. So then, barber looked at him. What is this? You are PA, you know, next to the king. But why is your position is like that? You know? And then he said, what do you mean? The previously commander chief and, you know, minister, they came, they was, you know, with so much opulence and everything, nice dress, and they look at you. Oh, they are very foolish. And he said, very foolish? What is the reason? Why are you saying they are very foolish? I said, because, you know, why I have to enjoy a little bit? I am planning to take the, you know, royal position. And I'll kick out the king. So that's why I'm planning all day and night. I have no time to enjoy all of this. I want to enjoy
kingdom.
And I'll throw out the king. Who cares? You know. So why I'll enjoy these small things? So Amara said, the first person was Karmi. He never do anything. He just come to the Lord and he just take. Never repay. Or never do any work. Anyway. I mean, they work for their own sense gratification. And second person is yogi. They do something and they ask something. They do some austerity and they give me that power, give me this power. And third person is jnani. What they want? They want to merge within the Brahma Jyoti. And what is the, according to their concept, the Brahma Jyoti is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is the enjoyer of everything. So if I will merge within that, so I will enjoy like Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this mentality like taking post of, you know, Supreme Personality of Godhead, so they are more danger than anyone else and than Karmi. So that's why this is the desire they have within. So because of their desire, even though they go to in Brahma Jyoti, they came back, they generally come back again. Because the soul has a quality, that is his activeness. It's never deactive. Never. It's never just stopped. Soul means there is consciousness. And consciousness means there is activity. So soul has that quality. It cannot go and just stay like that. That it will be filled. And then he gave another example. Like if a person will get all the facility within a desert and there is a big palace and every facility is there but nobody is there. Only one person, alone. Will that person will survive? Will that person will choose that kind of place? Never. He will come back. So soul same. Similar, soul has the test before the varietiness in Golok Vrindavan. And he did serve to the Radha Krishna. But when they go to Brahma Yoti, there is no activity, nothing. So that's why they desire to come back again. So when they come back, generally that type of soul they engage in charity and help people. But they never discriminate. So they give charity to everyone. So what happened? There is a reaction. Srila Prabhupada said, if you give a charity to a thief and then he will get a gun with your money and then he will kill the people or he will rob money from others, so you have to take karma for that as well. So be careful where you are giving charity. So when they accumulate this in a sinful act, and because of that they have to go to hell and suffer on behalf of the other person who give who he has given charity. So that's why this all material things, it will cause a bondage only. So the only shelter is, what is that? Govinda Charan, the lotus feet of Krishna. Abhay Charan, fearless. That place is only, it will give you real happiness and it will make us real perfect. And a devotee, if he want, he can go anywhere and he can get anything. A small story I'll finish. People think like, oh, devotional service, there is no mystic power. But Srila Prabhupada said, the devotional service and devotion to Lord is beyond the mystic power and everything. When after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, there was a person. He was in Brajalila, his name was Sridham. And when he came to Gaur Lila, his name is Aviram Thakur. So when he went to Khanakul Krishna Nagar, so there was a very powerful mystic yogi. And when he started preaching and he said, oh, what is your power? You don't have any power. What are you preaching? They're all is like mental speculation. And then he said, no. Harinam is the topmost. And they had a big argument on the public. And then public, some of them they support to the Tantri and some of them support to Aviram Thakur. And after big argument, then Aviram Thakur said, oh, let's see, we'll give our exam. Who will be passed? So if you will win, I'll follow you. And if I will win, you have to follow me. So I said, okay, the contact is done. So what they did, they make a fire. And they said, let's see, put your things on the fire. If it is burned, that means you are wrong. So I'll put my things. So he put the bead bag. And that person put his Rudraksha mala and one handle they generally keep, wooden handle. And they both start, they're sitting there. So the 1 hour, 2 hours, none of them are burning. So they sit whole night. And end of the night, the tantrics, all things is burned. And the bead was still hanging there. So it is in the fire. It was not burning. So then he accepted, yes, actually, bhakti is beyond the tantra. Then he took initiation from him and then he was practicing bhakti yoga. So I would like to stop here. Today is very auspicious. The first will start from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he considered as a seventh Goswami. Goswami means one who controls the senses completely. So he appeared in Bengal, and from the childhood time he is extremely intelligent. If we see his song, it's very unique. I don't know anybody noticed or not. His every song has 16 verse, and the song has 16 lines, most of them. It's very difficult to adjust. It's very intelligent, and his song is complete meaning, is providing complete, it's not like here and there. The topic, within the topic, and it's described completely. It's very difficult. And a long time ago, Jayadvaita Maharaj, once his lecture, he was telling, like, an intelligent person can describe a big subject matter within a small part. Or a small part he can, elaborately describe. So that is the example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He described everything within that 16 line. It's very nice. So when you're 7 years old, I think he memorized the Bhagavad Gita. It's very, very, very extremely intelligent. So there is a long pastime. So many pastimes. So we'll go one pastime. And then we'll describe a little bit about Jiva Goswami and Vamandev. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after finish his education, he become magistrate in Puri. So, and British government, they used to respect Bhaktivinoda Thakur like anything. It is not like, because he worked with them, no. They respect him so much. So there was a person, it's called Biskishan. Biskishan is like nowadays Bhagawan. There's so many Bhagawan. He used to say, I am Bhagawan. I have some mystic power. And he was organizing Rasha dance. And then as soon as Bhaktivinoda Thakur knew, the British government told him to do something. And then he came and he just arrested him. Many people, the constable was scared to arrest him, so they said, no, we can't. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he went himself and then he arrested him. And he put him in the jail. And the next day, his whole family got sick, include Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But still, he didn't give up. He said, no way. How is it? Determination. It's a strong determination. Why should I give up? So it's like, it's similar to, Bali Maharaj. Why should I give up? And why should I, afraid from that person? So he said, no. So many people around him said, oh, release him, and because of him, your whole family is sick, everybody will die. And he said, don't care. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I will do one after another cremation, but I am not giving up. I'll not accept. If Krishna saved me, I'll survive. And then later on, he understood what to do, and then he went there and he shaved up his jata. So as soon as he shaved up, and he started eating, he stopped eating and everything. So after 22 days fasting, he left his body. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was like that much determination, and he was strongly protesting the so-called nonsense, Baba or nonsense person. And he strongly, if you see his song, he wrote some song, it's called Baul song. He said there, there is 13 Apasampradaya. I mean, totally, He said, directly he told them, you are doing all of this wrong and nonsense. Why are you doing all of these things? Do the proper thing and try to follow properly. That's why he re-established the, yoga pit and Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was almost, out of, public. the Chaitanya Charitamrita was very, very rare. It is the by the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur we are having now. We got Chaitanya Charitamrita and all the generally the books written by Gauriya Vaishnava. It is almost gone. So after that, he magistrate became in Krishnanagar, and he used to go to late every time in the office, and then everybody used to complain against him. Oh, that person every time comes late. And then when the British government, they ask him, why you are late? Oh, I have so many things to do. So, that's why, you know, I come late. And then there was no complaint about his work. He was so fast. It is mentioned that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he mentioned that the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he used to finish every case 1/3 time of other magistrate or other person. If some person will look 3 case and he will look, he will look 3 and then other person will look still 1. So he was so quick, so fast. So that's why government, they couldn't do anything, and then they said, okay, so what should we do? He said, organize something so I can come faster and I can organize everything. So then they put a train line for him. That's called Bhaktivinoda Thakur train. When British left the India, it was a part of contact. They have to keep the train line. It's still there. Nobody give, that train is funny. Nobody, pay ticket. I think 95% people go just, So, anyway, people, they don't care about that. But still government is not stopped. Still, it's go from next to Bhaktivinoda Thakur house to his office, some people. And if we see his life, it was like more than a yogi. He used to sleep only 2.5 hours. And top of that, yogi has fit body, but his body was sick. He was sick literally. He was very sick all the time. His another son, his name is Lalit Prasad, his elder son, he described how Bhaktivinoda Thakur was to struggle with the body, but he never gave the concentration toward the body and as never considered like, oh, my body is too sick, I cannot do. No. He used to put first preference to the devotional service and writing the song and books. So that's what, maybe people, they didn't appreciate that time, but if now we can see what is his his work and what he did. Actually, if Bhaktivinoda Thakur wasn't there, so there was no Yogapit. And imagine, there is no Gaudiya Math and that. No ISKCON. No Krishna consciousness preaching all over the world. So he is the person who began that Krishna consciousness as a, broadly. Before that, yes. Before that, people used to, and it is around 150 years ago. In Bengal, if somebody will say, I'm Vaishnava, people used to criticize, literally like anything, because of the Sahajiya. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he established the Vaishnava philosophy again, and people start respecting from that time. Before that, people used to just, if somebody says, I'm Vaishnava, so he is, untouchable. It's like they do everything, they never follow anything. It was very bad reputation. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur established the reputation of Vaishnava philosophy. So there is so many pastime, and we are running out of time. And today is also Jiva Goswami's appearance day. Srila Jiva Goswami, he is nephew of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. His father's name is Sri Vallabh. And from childhood time he used to worship Krishna Balaram. He is very attached to Krishna Balaram. And after his parents passed away, actually his father was with Rupa and Sanatana. And after his mother passed away, he went to Vrindavan. He asked, you know, what should I do? So the Sanatana Goswami told him to learn the Sanskrit from Madhusudan Vachaspati. Madhusudan Vachaspati was disciple of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. See, he is the end of the knowledge in Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And Madhusudan Vachaspati, he was his student, is extremely scholar. And then Srila Jiva Goswami, he learned. Actually, he was previously, even though he was in home, he was extremely knowledgeable about the Vedic scriptures. So, after he finished his study, he came to Vrindavan. And it is a very famous story. Like once, Ballabhacharya, he came to see Rupa Goswami. And then he told, oh, I heard you wrote a book. It's called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So, can I have a look? And then Rupa Goswami, because of course he is the very humble, he said, of course, please have a look. And please correct me if there is anything wrong. So, then he had a look and he said, oh, there is some grammatically mistake and here is some mistake. He described little few mistakes here and there, and then he said, oh, books is very nice, but it should be correct, you know. And then he left. So Rupa Goswami, he was fanning. He tolerated that, but that time he was quiet because it is the etiquette. In front of the Guru, we shouldn't do argu, or we shouldn't, when Guru present there, if there is some question arise, we shouldn't answer. It is same rule when the senior Vaishnava is there, if somebody is doing some question, so first preference we should give to senior Vaishnava, and if he is saying, okay, you can answer, so the person should answer. So that's why Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, he was quiet. He didn't say anything. When he left, immediately the Jiva Goswami said, oh, I have to bring water from Yamuna. And then he left. And then he caught him on the bank of Yamuna. And then he said, excuse me, did you say the book was a bit imperfect? So, can you please explain me what is the problem? And then the Ballabhacharya, he described a little bit Nyaya and Alankar. Alankar Shastra is part of Sanskrit grammar. So they said, these things are wrong in there. And then Jiva Goswami, he gave evidence, you know, against that, his arguments. And then he defeat him like anything. So, and then after like getting information from Jiva Goswami, he was not so happy, but he knew whatever Jiva Goswami told, it is right, it's not wrong thing. So this is, you know, the another procedure. A intelligent person do the things in other way around. So he came other day to Rupa Goswami. And how he told, oh, who is this? You know, it's, oh, that is my nephew. Oh, that person is extremely intelligent. Other day we had a discussion about your book, you know. And he gave me the answer. It's really, you know, really strong. And then he asked, what happened? Then he told, you know, this happened. So this is in other way around. I'm not complaining directly, but, you know, that person, you know, he didn't respect me properly. So that is the intention. Then Rupa Goswami is extremely very, very upset, and he said, "You want to, you know, you want to, you know, show your knowledge and, you know, your power. So you go and live in your house. There is a plenty of people, you can describe them, and you have plenty of wealth and everything. So go live there. Don't stay in Vrindavan. That is not the place for the argument and, you know, you know, showing your power. So you go now, get out from here." And then he was crying, and then he tried to, you know, explain the thing, but Rupa Goswami nothing left, and he didn't listen anything. So, and then Jiva Goswami, he said, "Okay, you know, what is the use of my life? My guru is left me, so I must, you know, give up this life." And then he came to, I think, Kusum Sarovar, or where he came? No, it's I forgot the Kunda's name. It was in, and then here he was, there he was fasting. And then one day Sanatan Goswami came, and then, you know, public, they said, Baba, you know, there is some new Baba came, he's powerful than you. So what do you mean powerful than me? Oh, you eat a little bit sometime, but he doesn't take anything. You know, last 6 days he didn't eat nothing. He said, maybe powerful than you. Who is that? And then Sanatana Goswami is thinking, who is that? No. He said, really, he's never take prasadam, he's just chanting. He said, yeah. And I, let's go, have a look. And then he came, and then he saw Jiva Goswami is crying and chanting and sitting there. And then he asked, what happened? And then he described that, you know, elaborately what happened. And then Sanatana Goswami came, and he asked Rupa Goswami, what is the duty of a person who has disciple or who is compassionate to this material world? And then Jiva Goswami answered, Jivedvaya Krishnanam. Compassion to Jiva. And then Sanatana Goswami, did Jivedaya? And then they are extreme, very, very intelligent. They know what is Sanatana Goswami indicating. So then they said, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I was a bit upset because Jiva Goswami did that. And then Sanatana Goswami, he gave philosophy that as a disciple, they shouldn't tolerate blasphemy of spiritual master. And they should protest against that. When somebody, even spiritual master is very humble, you know, but the disciple shouldn't tolerate that. They always should keep, you know, respect to, of course, they give respect to spiritual master, but they shouldn't tolerate any blasphemy of spiritual master. There is two things. They should leave immediately that place, or if that they are able to do something, they should do. But that doesn't mean, you know, somebody is blaspheming, or just kill that person. No, we have to think about the place, circumstances and time. But then Sanatana Goswami said, Jiva Goswami, he did right things. So, and then, of course, Jiva Goswami came back again. And if we see his literature, especially the short Sandarbha, you know, after that he thought, you know, people will always will come with the new thought and speculation and this, that, and then they will misguide, they will mislead the common people. So that's why he said, I must do something, must I do some solution, then it will be permanently stopped. So then he started writing short Sandarbha. Short Sandarbha, that is the strongest philosophy in the world ever exist. You know, it's, forget about the devotees, even though Karmi people, when they are not Indian, the Western Karmi people, they came and they have a look, they had a look, the short Sandarbha, where the subject matter is established, it's very, very strongly. Nobody can, you know, make any argument against that. He gives so strongly. And then they said that is the strongest philosophy ever exist. Is Satsandarva. It's a very, very strong philosophy. And he established that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and the bhakti is the only thing superior than any other procedure. Any all other procedure is servant of the bhakti. It is mentioned in Chaitanya, it is mentioned in probably Prema Vibhart in Jagadadananda Pandit's books. A small book is called Prema Vibhartam. Bhakti vina kuna sadhan dite nare phal. Sab phal daye bhakti shatantra bravam. Without bhakti, no other process will give any result. It's impossible. Sab phal daye bhakti shatantra bravam. Bhakti will give all the result, including mystic power or whatever. If you want to fly, bhakti can give that power. You know, look at Narad Muni. He did Ashtanga Yoga, he is traveling through his bhakti. And look at Srila Prabhupada, He said, why these people are wasting time, meditating when I can fly? Look at me. Isn't it? And why they are meditating, after 50 years meditation, and then they will put their hand and gold will be within that. There is so many goldsmiths. Go and get some gold from there. Why you have to spend 50 years for that? It's foolishness, isn't it? So use the intelligent and do the right things. So the bhakti is the supreme. If somebody will practice the bhakti yoga, that's it. And this is a small pastime. Of course, they have so many pastimes, Jiva Goswami. And today is Vaman Dvadasi, appearance day of Lord Vamandev, So, shortcut, a little bit, 5 minutes we will describe. The Lord Vamandev, he came because, the Bali Maharaj and all of them, they took over the Swargaloka. And he wanted to give back to the demigods. So, it is described that Vamandev was so attractive. That is the nature of Krishna, he's always attractive. So he was speaking so sweet. Even a demoniac person, Shukracharya, he could stop fast, he could stop him. Oh, sit there, don't stand up, you don't have to do anything now. Sit here and perform your sacrifice. But when he looked at Vamandev, it is mentioned, he forgot. And that's why, Bali Maharaj stand up and he, welcome to Vamandev. Even he forgot. So such a demonic person. He is so beautiful and his voice was so sweet. Imagine, a person, he was ready to give up everything. Nowadays if you go to outside the public, he's maybe parking his BMW or Mercedes car and go ask him, can you give your BMW car to me or Mercedes? What he'll do? Straight away he'll maybe slap you. Go away from here. Bali Maharaj, he gave entire, three world. How sweetly, the Vamandev he speak. So imagine. So anyway, so after he gave everything, we know the within 2 feet he covered everything. And there is 3 feet, he couldn't give any place. And then he said, okay, it is according to Manusamhita, they say, if I have $100, or maybe say I have $1,000,000, is like, that's apart from the $1,000,000, my value is $2,000,000. It's always double than whatever wealth I have. The owner is double price always. It's according to that Manusangita's law. And so then Bali Maharaj said, okay, if we put 2 feet on my what is called? Position. But myself, I am here, which is twice than my wealth or whatever I have. So he can put another 4 feet on my head. So please accept this one as a, you know, place. And then, you know, Bhavandev, he put his feet. Oh no, before that, actually, yeah. When he was telling that, and Bhavandev was so angry. He said, you promise and you cannot give enough any place. So he bind him very tightly. And it's mentioned, is bind like a, when the person he lose in the battle. So Bhavandev, he bind Palimars like that. Later on, when Narad Muni saw this, and then he asked Lord, my dear Lord, you know, he mentioned that patram pushpam phalam tayam yome bhakta prajachati, and you know, and it is mentioned in Padma Purana, if somebody will offer, you know, one handful of water with the tulsi leaf, he just give everything. So how come it's possible? Bali Maharaj, he gave you everything, but still you bind him like a criminal. What is the reason? And Lord said, actually I want to show to people, look at my devotee, how fearless they are. Is it Bali Maharaj asked that, oh, can you please release me? No. He didn't. He knows. Lord will protect me. So devotees, they are always fearless. They never fear. You know. Even the another Chitragat Maharaj, when Mother Parvati cursed him, he was not scared. He could, you know, curse her back, but he didn't. So Krishna's devotees, they are always fearless. The example of that is Bali Maharaj. You know, even though everything has taken and, you know, Lord bind him, but still he is not thinking, oh, Lord is so cruel, he took my everything, all position, and then after all he bind me. This is not a symptom of devotion. He is setting the example by the Bali Maharaj. So this is the one thing we can learn from that pastime. So anything happen, we should stick to our process, and devotional service will continue. So Lord will be, of course, he will be very satisfied. Thank you so much. Sorry for my English. I try to speak something. If there is any mistake, please forgive me. And if there is any comment or question, please. Yes.
Thank you for the wonderful class, Guru. When you mentioned that I'm a curry gentleman, but also we read the wording every day, and it is the best of the holy day, the last of the Vedic literature, the literature pursues the Vedic world. So the Karma Karna, even the yoga, jnana, they're all scriptural injunctions for a particular set of people. So how do we adjust in our mind? At one point you said to blaspheme Vedic literature is an offense to the holy name. At the other point you hear that Karma Karna has been to share for very, very
If we think a little bit deeply, the without the bhakti, when we think all of this, and when this is engaged in sense gratification, that has become bad. So we are not blaspheming the process. I mean, that's correct. You know, the mystic power or whatever in this material world, we should engage to gratify Krishna's senses. That is the purpose of everything. But instead of that, people misuse them, and that they engage their own sense in own sense gratification. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, it's like ardha kukkuti, you know, half hen, half chicken. You know, I don't want to feed chicken, but I want only egg. So I will follow only the yoga, which will give some, you know, some mystic power, and then I'll go here and there. There is nothing wrong with the process, or not blaspheming the process, but they don't take the devotion, they don't take the bhakti. So that's why Acharya, they reject them. And also, it is not, we are not blaspheming. It's not the blaspheme. It is to describe the fact. Like demigods, we don't surrender to them, but we don't blaspheme them. We don't say, oh, they are very bad, this, that. No. So, it is like in between. We are not blaspheming Vedic literature. But the certain person, what they did, they just took a certain part. So that's what. I don't know who is it. So if there is no question and comments, we'd like to stop here. Thank you so much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Hitai Gaur Premanande.